to withdraw the U.S. from membership in the World Health Organization. The president's chief medical advisor on coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he supports working with the WHO.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have now passed 422,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the shower threat yet. In fact, scattered showers will be around from time to time today. Another very warm day with a high around 74. Another round of showers and storms overspreads the area tonight, becoming likely and also into the first half of the day Wednesday before ending. Low tonight, 54. High Wednesday, 66. After the rain, breezy and colder on Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's high barely 54, but I think we could fall to the upper 20s on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will return to all virtual learning starting February 1st. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says MPS will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available. Alabama State University will now serve as a COVID-19 vaccination site. ASU will provide COVID-19 testing for the campus, the Montgomery Housing Authority, and the River Region. The ASU Health Center received 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And more than 255,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have now been administered in Alabama. This is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Health officials say more than 41,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 5,400 Alabamians have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Final hour of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Excuse me. Any caller can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Hip Basket Drawing. Joey Clark, the keeper of the list for both Mortgage Corporation South and Sweet Creek Farm Market out there, ready to go. Let's do this. Let's hit a couple of these high points here. Rick Grinnell, this is great, but Glenn Greenwald, this guy is loaded and ready for bear. He's he gets passionate about this, barring other voices and making them pay.
Glenn, I want to ask you about this bill from Stephanie Murphy, which strikes me as particularly ominous in the context of the moment we're in, that would ban people who fall within some category that she's defining, who have certain beliefs from effectively from serving in government. should your personal beliefs be a criterion for employment in the federal government?
Well, the through line for everything that you just talked about, Tucker, is that the Democratic Party, which now controls the House, the Senate, and the White House, genuinely believes they have a monopoly on objective truth. They believe they're the party of science and rationality, and that the only way to disagree with them is if you're either a deranged conspiracy theorist or a seditionist, somebody who's engaged right. in criminal conduct or terrorism. And therefore, they genuinely believe it's not a show, it's not a pretext. They all have convinced one another through this echo chamber that they've created, essentially the entire media except this network, which is why they want to shut it down, that if you disagree with their orthodoxies and their consensus, you are a threat and a danger. And it's so ironic they spent 4 years claiming they're fighting fascism and authoritarianism. And what are they trying to do now? They're trying to harness corporate and monopoly power to silence everyone who disagrees with them, the very hallmark, the epitome of the fascism they claim to be fighting, but which in reality they embody.
And let me tell you something, when you read this bill and some of the stuff that they're talking about, and we talked about, you know, basically, you know, reprogramming people and this kind of stuff, they are right now at the point that they feel that they're very close to having everything that they need. And they're damn serious about this, and I'm very worried that they're going to throw away the filibuster and they're going to go for all the marbles. And part of all the marbles is that if you are talking about things against the government, you're talking about things that the government is doing wrong. Now, Joey and I have never done that. You haven't done it on your show, have you? I haven't done it on my show. Mm-hmm. Certainly not. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about things that the government has done wrong, state, federal, then you're against the government and you're a bad person and we need to keep an eye on you. That's basically what they're talking about in this stuff. And any kind of speech like that is terrorist speech, domestic terrorists. That's where they're going with this thing. Glenn Greenwald, Dems want authoritarian control.
Well, it is kind of amusing. I'm trying to stay amused. I think it's important that they cite Russia as the thing that we hate most because they crack down on press freedoms and it's not a true democracy as a pretext for imposing censorship on the press in the United States. I mean, is there no self-awareness at all, or do they just don't care?
It's like they're envious of Putin that he's managed to consolidate right. the power that they wish they could wield and are trying to wield now. Tucker, they genuinely want everyone who disagrees with them silenced. I know it sounds like hyperbole if you don't pay attention constantly to the news. And it's not just random people who are saying it. It is leading members of the Democratic Party. They're going to have partners in like the Liz Cheney wing of the Republican Party as well.
That's right.
They want to exploit their power to regulate corporations and monopolies. They're saying it outright. They're saying, we now control and regulate your industry, and we demand that you stop using your advertising money for this network that criticizes us, the party in control. If that isn't authoritarianism, what is? They want to shut everybody off the internet. They destroyed an entire social media platform. They just took it off of the internet because they instructed Silicon Valley monopolies that it was their obligation to remove it. It is very chilling. You really can't overstate how bloodthirsty they are in the control that they're trying to exert over our discourse.
By the way, the Mahoney, I think is her name, who's in charge of the government oversight, she wanted to investigate Parler. Parler needed to be investigated for their thing that they did in the riots that happened on January the 6th. And Hawley, who I'm telling you, Hawley wins the stand-up award. He may not be the most macho guy that's out there, but he's willing to stand up. And he said, fine, let's investigate Twitter and Facebook also. And let's look at all their stuff that they put on their platform that was built around this deal, because the Dems have got this. Parler is doing it because conservatives are there. Facebook good, Parler bad. Biden good, Trump bad. Liberalism good, conservatism bad against the United States. That's where we're going. We talk about tribal all the time, and this is the essence of it. We're getting down into this thing that if you are not in agreement with them, you are a bad person because you're bad for this country. And I'm telling you, that's where it is going. Jim Jordan weighs in on impeaching the president.
We watched the Senate receive the impeachment article. Do you agree with Kevin McCarthy that you're not going to get all of the Republicans to vote for this? Where does this go? How does this play out, Congressman?
Well, I mean, look, first, the case is so ridiculous. I mean, how do you incite a riot that was already planned? How do you incite a breach of the Capitol that happened before the president even completed his speech? And how can you charge the president with inciting violence at the Capitol when he told the people at the rally to peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard? So this is really, as Kevin just said, an obsession with the Democrats. I mean, look, they tried to remove President Trump from office before he got there. They're trying to remove him now that he's already left. I mean, it's really that ridiculous. Remember, Maria, on January 20th, 2017, 19 minutes after President Trump took the oath of office, the Washington Post headline read, "Campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." They have never stopped going after this president, even now that he's already left, and the American people see it for what it is. It's pure politics, and it's wrong.
I'm wondering if Jim Jordan is going to be one of the people on the impeachment trial as one of the lawyers for it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If you notice that Trump has been completely low profile, which I think is a good thing, his ratings are going up. The concept of impeachment has changed about 18 points from being about eight. They've lost about 18 point support for impeachment, and is starting to gain ground of against impeachment, and it's in the plus 50% now, but it's moved from that 40 into the 50 something. But I really think they're going for all the marbles here. Impeaching a president who isn't president?
Pure politics, but it is also accompanied by big tech, who are canceling Trump associates and canceling Trump supporters. You've seen it. We look at social media, and it's feeling like communist China. What are you going to do about it?
It's scary what's going on. I mean, during the President Biden's inauguration, there were some things that he said in his speech that I thought were appropriate when he talked about unifying. But frankly, it's hard to unify when you're impeaching a president who's already left office. It's hard to unify when the left is trying to cancel 75 million people from speaking their mind and engaging in their First Amendment liberties and having a real debate in this country. So look, we're going to have to look at the Section 230. That has to be changed at a minimum. We may have to look at the antitrust issue and breaking these companies up. All those things need to be on the table, because what is going on with the attack on the First Amendment? I mean, I've said this in committee. Do you really have a First Amendment when only one side's allowed to talk? I mean, is that a functioning First Amendment? And we all know that it isn't, and it's not supposed to be that way in this country. So hopefully they will come to their senses. But if they don't, we're going to have to engage in those things I talked about, Section 230 and the antitrust legislation that we may need.
You need a lot more people than you have right now. And you're fine. You may be able to get it in the House. You may be able to get it in the House. But you've got some yahoos. Some of the stuff that these people are saying are just so off the chain, it is unbelievable. And the way they change the narrative, and they use different words that basically are pointing to guilty of Donald Trump when it is not true. This is basically the definition of a kangaroo court. Jim Jordan, Section 230, and free speech again.
Yeah, but Congressman, is it going to go anywhere? The Democrats are the majority in the House, in the Senate, and the White House. So what do you, you know, can you really have the influence that you need to push 230 forward and to ensure that these big tech companies are liable for what they're doing? I mean, look, you can get sued by saying something on TV, in newspapers, and yet anything can go on social media, and they have protections because of Section 230.
Well, look, we can keep highlighting it like you're doing, Maria, and we appreciate it. We can keep highlighting it, what's going on. We can also look at this, what's been happening in the last couple weeks. Since they've suspended President Trump, these big media, social media platforms have lost like $60 billion. At some point, the investors in these companies are going to say, like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So at some point, you hope actually market forces kick in as well, and it sends the right message to these folks who are making it tough for people to communicate and who are trying to cancel conservative voices around the country. So, and then hopefully we will win in 2022. Republicans will be in control of the House, and we can push even harder to get the changes done. But I hope we can do it this year. I hope there's a few Democrats who will work with us, and we can get the things done that are going to make a difference for free speech and for the First Amendment.
That is the answer, is trying to find an alternative platform and getting the information out about Facebook and Twitter. Their stock is absolutely being beat up, and the marketplace is what they're going to understand. They're going to only take the philanthropically helping the liberal cause out, but they won't do it at the expense of what made them who they are right now. And it's interesting, this isn't kind of play money. A lot of this money is up for other things. Now, Elon Musk was brilliant in the way he did when he sold PayPal, then he parlayed that money into SpaceX and then into other things, including Tesla. But these guys have got a kind of a different deal. They've got their money tied up in multiple platforms, and they're investing, and so they're over what we call in the business leveraged. And you start putting the B on that leverage, where they get calls and the money that they're putting up for collateral to go buy something else and own that stock, that could be pretty fierce. And there was a real interesting article in Investor's Business Daily about that. And I that if you want to hurt somebody, that's the way to do it. When we got attacked on 9/11, the thing that hurt us the most was our economics. The stock market going down as much as it did was devastating to our country. Let me finish out here. I think I've got one more. Nope. Yep. Jim Jordan talking about Biden focus misplaced. Listen in.
President Biden has been trying to move fast with his agenda, and yet now this, how much time does this take and cut into what he's trying to do? Before you go, Congressman, assess the Biden agenda and tell me where you feel there are mistakes or what you feel is most important to the American people right now.
We're losing energy jobs with his decision on the pipeline. Probably going to drive up the cost of energy, probably going to drive up the cost of fuel for American families and Americans across the country. He's decided he's going to release 14,000 illegals. 71% of those illegals have a criminal record. Now, how is that good for the country? We right now, as Kevin said, we have a wall around the Capitol to protect the politicians, but we can't keep the wall on the border to protect the people of this country. How does that make sense? So those are the things that scare me. I hope we can actually get some kind of unity as President Biden talked about in his remarks, but the actions they're taken don't seem to reinforce that or embrace that concept.
Yeah, the walls in Washington, but not the walls around our border. The National Guard in Washington, but not in places like Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, Denver. The Denver thing, which has not gotten a lot of press, it is a real mess. I talked to somebody who was watching local media there, not in Denver, but not far from Denver, and they said, you're not hearing anything about what's really going on. Dan Moore Show, going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Listening to this very song on the way to New Orleans. I just gotten this 8-track. That's how long ago it was, Joey. Al Maxwell and I steaming along. A.K.A. Alva. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let me go back into a more on this impeachment part, because I want to kind of get do full circle. This is CBS moving towards impeachment trial, and John Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, will not be there. Listen to how they kind of gloss over this.
Now to Capitol Hill, where House lawmakers delivered an article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate. Mr. Trump is accused of inciting an insurrection after stoking a crowd, which then attacked the U.S. Capitol.
More
than 150 people face federal charges. Many say the president encouraged them to assault the building. Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill. Nicole, what happens next?
Well, Anthony, later today, all 100 senators will be sworn in as jurors for the second impeachment trial against former President Trump. He will also be served a summons for the trial, which starts next month.
I was 30 feet away from those sons of guns, 30 feet away from these nasty, racist, bigoted insurrectionists.
Democrats say they are ready to present their case against former President Donald Trump, not only as jurors and prosecutors, but as eyewitnesses to the deadly assault on Capitol Hill.
I had my daughter with me, and I had my son-in-law, who's married to my other daughter, with me that day. They were, you know, several hundred feet away outside of the House chamber. We all could have been killed.
After today's swearing in, there will be 2 weeks of pretrial proceedings, setting the stage for the trial to begin February 9th. Instead of Chief Justice John Roberts, who presided over Mr. Trump's first trial while in office, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, the longest serving Democrat in the Senate, will preside and insist he will remain impartial.
Yeah, right. Patrick Leahy's going to remain impartial. Remember, John Roberts has said, you're not impeaching the president, I'm not showing up. And so then they say, well, what you do is you take the Senate pro tem and you put that person in charge. That's the senior ranking person of the majority, which is Patrick Leahy. On our side is Grassley. And the key is, they said, well, every trial that's not of the president, the Senate pro tem is in charge of it. Well, every trial that's not of the president, that is of a government official who's still in office, is there. They leave that out. And these damn people won't do their homework to just find that out. This is what makes me sick with these people. They present something as, a, oh, yeah, well, we do the Senate pro tem. That's what you do when you're not doing the president of the United States. But then they leave out the rest of it. Incredible. Let's moving towards impeachment trial. This will be fair.
Yeah, the senior Democratic senator in the Senate presides over this proceeding. He basically is operating as a judge and a juror, and he's got a conflict of interest.
One of the strategies impeachment managers will likely rely on will be showcasing Mr. Trump's own words and actions just moments before rioters took over the Capitol. Meanwhile, on Monday, the Justice Department's internal watchdog launched an investigation into whether any former or current DOJ official engaged in an improper attempt to alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The investigation was announced after the New York Times, CBS News, and others reported that former President Trump considered replacing his acting attorney general for failing to help challenge the election results. Last night, a hurdle was cleared when Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to move forward with a power-sharing agreement with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Work had been stalled here in the Senate during the impasse, but now the chamber can organize based on the new 50-50 split.
I hate to say this, Mitch. Do not trust Chucky Poo. I believe they're going to go through and they're going to eliminate the cloture vote. They're going to go to a simple majority, and hopefully Joe Manchin and some others will stand up and stop that foolishness from happening. Because I tell you what, if it happens, then they're going to rape, pillage, and plunder conservatives and conservative ideals. I promise you that. They're going to do it. They are so close to being able to eliminate something, and basically, and as I've said on the show for years, they don't like the way you think. That's what the problem is. You don't think like they think, so you need to be reprogrammed. Imagine that. The United States of America. And think about what it was like just 3 months ago, and think about what it's like now. Tell you one thing I'm thinking about is dealing with rings with Valentine's Day coming up. Moi's birthday, by the way. But if you've got a special sweetheart and you want to get something really, really good and special, Dillon Wings is the place to go. 119 Brown Springs Road. Get something specially made. Have Leslie show you things that they already have in the shop. Take something that she already has and add to it or get it fixed. She may have something that's there that she'd love, but it broke. And you take it to Josh. Josh is a true-for-life jeweler, and he will repair it. Actually, most jewelry stores send their things to Josh. So give him a call, 334-215-3669. Make that special day special for that special someone with a gift from Dillon Wings. We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the shower threat yet. In fact, scattered showers will be around from time to time today. Another very warm day with a high around 74. Another round of showers and storms overspreads the area tonight, becoming likely, and also into the first half of the day Wednesday before ending. Low tonight, 54. High Wednesday, 66. After the rain, breezy and colder on Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's high barely 54, but I think we could fall to the upper 20s on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Noise Corporation in the South. Our good friend John Williams, who calls in the show, personal friend. He's one of these guys that when I first met him, we just hit it off. I knew that we were kind of the same elk, as they would say. But his staff, when I went up there and got my loan, did all my paperwork, they are just spectacular. They can help you out like they've helped me. Particularly if you're self-employed, they can do that. Ashley is the go-to person that she learned an awful lot in doing mine. We did it together. I helped her out as much as I could, and she did a great job. Mortgage Corporation South. 567-9000, VA, FHA, conventional, difficult loan, difficult credit, they can help you out. 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, of course, an equal housing lender. Okay, so, let's see, we finished those two off, right? So, what we're moving to now is my favorite senator around, who's up for a re-election in 2022, if I read it correctly. Senator Kennedy's on why impeachment is wrong.
The president pro tem of the Senate, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, is expected to preside over the upcoming impeachment trial, and that is because Chief Justice John Roberts is not constitutionally obligated to preside, because Donald Trump's not the president anymore. So let's bring in Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, for his take on the latest development. The headline from Politico says this: Trump conviction could hinge on due process concerns. Both you and I went to law school. We've practiced some law. Do you think that what you saw in the House or what you see in the Senate will provide adequate due process?
Shannon, bear with me for a moment. When Senator Schumer threatened Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the steps of the Supreme Court before a group of his supporters, I said Senator Schumer went too far. When Congresswoman Waters told a group of her supporters to literally get in the face of every member of the Trump administration they could find, I said Congresswoman Waters went too far. President Trump went too far on January 6th. Senators, House members, and presidents cannot put the world into possession of their every thought. They can't and they shouldn't. Does that mean that I have decided to vote to impeach President Trump? No. In fact, based on the information I have right now, I am going to vote to dismiss the proceedings And I predict that there will not be anywhere near the votes needed to impeach the president. Why am I going to vote that way? Because I think these proceedings have very urgent and grave defects. Number one, Speaker Pelosi, who hates President Trump with the energy of a thousand suns, afforded him no due process in the House. None, zero, zilch, nada.
Nada.
He didn't have a chance to defend himself. I don't know how you can unring that bell. Due process matters in America. Mm-hmm. Number two.
It does.
We're being asked to impeach a president who isn't president. We're being asked to proceed when we don't even know if this is constitutional. And you couple that with the fact that this is a very tender moment for America. I just don't see how this is in the common good of our country. In fact, I think it's corrosive to the common good.
Now, Shannon Brain interrupts him, and so I had to stop it there, but listen how level-headed he is. He's not joking in this kind of stuff. He's being the professor quality of him versus the kind of stand-up funny guy. Let's go to the phones. Go to Greg. Greg, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Tuesday.
Hello, how you doing, sir?
I'm great.
You worked in the Reagan campaign in the 1980s, you said. Hello?
I'm here. I'm having a hard time understanding you, though.
And you worked in there for Reagan in the 1980s, you said.
I did.
Uh-huh. Do you think if Reagan had a beat forward for the nomination in 76, I think he would have beat Carter. I don't think he would have beat Carter.
Yeah, I think it would have beat Carter.
Why George Wallace worked hard for Jimmy Carter in Alabama in 76, and the South was solid for Carter in 76, but he being a newcomer.
Well, let me tell you what the math is that Reagan would have won California, would have won Texas, would have won Florida, would have won Pennsylvania, would have won Michigan, would have won Wisconsin, would have won Ohio. And he had enough with the Midwest vote to win. And the difference is, the reason Jimmy Carter got elected, Ronald Reagan said this himself, the man who pardoned Richard Nixon was not going to be the president of the United States. I heard Ronald Reagan say that personally, and he was absolutely right.
Let me ask you, in the $1.9 billion budget, is anything about unemployment in that new Biden budget?
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Repeat the question.
In that $1.9 trillion budget, is anything about unemployment in there?
Yeah.
In that budget, it is.
There is.
What is, I didn't catch that.
It extends unemployment by $400, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Is it retroactive?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's an interesting, this has been a conversation for a lot of years. Would Reagan have beat Carter? And I think the answer is yes. I'm not sure that Carter would have won Alabama. You got to remember, Ronald Reagan was powerfully popular in Alabama, beat all the Republican top dogs there, Temple Tutwiler, Red Blunt, Ollie Dale Champ, all the big dog Republicans, Perry Hooper, all those guys. He beat them. I mean, what you did is you ran your guy against their guy with your name on the ballot and Ford's name on the ballot. And he stomped them. It was like 3-1. And when you look at those numbers, I'm not sure they would have lost Alabama. Not sure you would have lost Mississippi. Not sure that you would have lost Louisiana. You would have lost Georgia. Probably would have lost South Carolina. But North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, all those would have been in play. So I'm going to be in disagreement with you, having been there and have worked on the 76 campaign, by the way, as a little fledgling volunteer. Let's go to the second part of Senator Kennedy here, talking about the tender moment for our country.
You talk about this being a tender moment. Senator Marco Rubio, one of your Republican colleagues, said yesterday he thinks it's counterproductive. It's flaming a fire in this country and throwing gasoline on it. Is this more than just about the president? Is more broadly about this divide in the country, about the 74 million people who voted for him, not just him?
I think Marco is right. I hate to say this, but I believe it. And it's just my opinion. We all are entitled to our opinion. I believe that in part, these proceedings represent a thinly veiled effort by the uber elites in our country, by the permanent Washington types who look down on most Americans, who think they're smarter and more virtuous than most Americans, to denigrate further the people of this country who chose to vote for President Trump and not vote for President Biden. And if I've learned anything in my 4 years in Washington, D.C., unfortunately, it's that the determined condescension of the tuna tartar crowd is very real. And it is relentless. And I think that's what a lot of this is about.
The tuna tartar versus steak tartar. My old line used to be Chablis and Brie.
Right.
Folks, that was Reagan's day. The Chablis and Brie crowd. So Senator Kennedy is putting the country, why put the country through this with an impeachment? And let me tell you what, he's got a great point here. Not very long.
You mentioned being in D.C. for 4 years. I think it probably, for a lot of folks, feels like dog years. So it might feel like a lot longer than that, but there are very impressing, important things ahead of you in the days and weeks to come. Hope you'll check back in during impeachment.
May I mention one other thing quickly? I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this. And I'll just leave it at that, and thank you for your time.
Message until Senator Kennedy. Yes, sir?
Breaking news, Rand Paul forced the vote on just to dismiss the procedure completely, what Kennedy was talking about doing, but that happened just today, and it was defeated. It was passed to move forward 55-45, and even McConnell joined with 45 other Republicans to try to say, hey, let's not even do this at this point, to what you were saying earlier about McConnell changing his tune.
So who were the three that voted for this? Mitt Romney, Ben Sass, and Lisa Murkowski.
I'm not seeing a roll call, but that would make sense.
A lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Lisa's up in 2022. It'd be interesting to watch what happens with her race.
Here, the Wall Street Journal's coming up for me, and hopefully I could find it. 45 Republicans, including McConnell and Rand Paul. Let's see. It would have been 5 Republicans who would have voted with the Democrats.
Didn't they seat Warnoff and Ossoff yesterday?
Right. Well, I have to look at it. It's just coming out now. But
yeah, okay, it would have been 50.
It essentially signals that they're not going to get a conviction by any means. And for McConnell now to go with the 45 and said, let's not even do this.
Yeah, let me tell you, McConnell is feeling it. I tell you, somebody else who's feeling it is Lisa. Mm-hmm. Well, that's got to be interesting to see. And maybe what she did is she voted, it was 45-55?
Yeah.
So some Republicans did vote. So right. They didn't vote in absentia. Let me do this. Let me see the clips, if I may, please. Rick Grinnell, just when you thought it was safe, here comes Rick. Rick is pretty damn good at what he does. Listen in.
What is your sense in these early days of the Biden administration in terms of who's running things, in terms of what policies are most important?
Look, I've said it before, but I think it is worth repeating that Susan Rice is there inside the White House. She's been given a portfolio as to domestic policy. We all know that that's a joke. She doesn't know anything about domestic policy.
She did.
But she's run the national security portfolio. She certainly has run the UN portfolio. She knows the State Department and really wanted to be the Secretary of State. So there's no question that she's running domestic and foreign policy. We've got a vice president who needs to spend most of her time in the Senate because that's a 50-50 tie. So Susan Rice is extremely excited that Vice President Harris is preoccupied in the Senate. And the shadow presidency of Susan Rice is front and center. There's no question about that.
Okay, so Susan Rice, who did a briefing today talking about equality, and which is code word for equal outcome, not equal start. I think work is onto something. I think that she knows where all the dead bodies are. She knows where things are. She knows what happened in 2016 and up to leading up to 2017 inaugural Donald Trump. Remember, she penned the email that was a CYA email on January the 20th, right before he was sworn in, that Barack Obama did everything by what? The book. Where Grinnell, Biden's policy on China, climate control, and the WHO in Russia. Right here.
What about policy, Rick? President Biden wants to get the U.S. back into the Paris Climate Accord, obviously has done that on day one, wants to ensure that we've got partnership with the World Health Organization also on day one. We are considering, he's considering the Iran deal again. You heard Jen Psaki earlier in the show saying they're considering investing in Chinese companies and taking that ban away that the Trump administration put in place. Your take?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the importance of alliances. We absolutely fundamentally believe in that. The Trump administration made the NATO alliance, for instance, a top priority after multiple administrations, including the Obama-Biden administration, of ignoring the lack of funding for NATO, for countries within the NATO membership promising to deliver their fair share but not delivering it. President Trump delivered on that. So he made the NATO alliance stronger than ever before. Let's look at the Paris Climate Accord. We have continued, the United States under President Trump, continued to lower our CO2 emissions. Our political will is rock solid towards improving environmental policies. The reason that we got out of the Paris Accord is that other countries are not politically astute enough to realize that they have to make progress personally on lowering CO2. I think this is a political will issue. We should call it out. Other countries are not lowering their CO2. They talk a big game, but they want us to pay for it. And President Trump said, no, if you don't have the political will to lower the CO2 emissions in your own country, why do you think that the Americans paying you to lower CO2 is going to make a difference? Because what we have done is put our money where our mouth is. During the Trump administration, our record, our environmental record, is very clear, and we're very proud of it.
I really like this guy. He is so straight to the point. He cuts right to the chase. And that's it in a nutshell. They want us to pay them to retool factories and all that kind of stuff. That's nuts. That is nuts, particularly when it gets down to China, who basically can do whatever they want to. You got cheap labor, cheap energy, and they're producing products like crazy. So we have the harness of a climate change deal that we're going to abide to, and they're not. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gets. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's go back to Rick Grinnell here. He's going to be asked a question about China and Russia, but he basically focuses on China. And this is his big deal. Russia's there, Russia's a player, but the real threat is China. Listen in.
Biden administration has banned fracking on federal land. Does that help Russia? Is this a nod to Russia, by the way? And it's obviously a job-killing experiment. Also, your thoughts on China and the role China played in the coronavirus. Should there be an investigation here? And they didn't let the CDC in, right? They were doing military experiments in the Wuhan lab, we learned later, and there were mistakes.
Yeah, let's take that second part first on China. It's very important. The U.S. intelligence community issued a very rare statement, a unified statement early on during the COVID-19 pandemic. And they made it clear that this virus started in China. And it was because of the secret communist China ways that we all found ourselves with the economic devastation, economies being shut down. This is just a total agreement from the U.S. intelligence agencies. Anyone who is not being very clear that this virus started in China and that the Chinese communists have created this crisis is denying U.S. intelligence. They issued this very rare statement. We've seen from the Democrats, though, a push of the Beijing line, which is to downplay COVID-19's direct involvement from Wuhan and somehow create this Russia, Russia, Russia line. This is a look over there strategy that the Democrats keep falling for, and this is the Beijing line.
Well, light entry into the pageant. Papa B, Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, fellas.
How are you doing?
Oh, boy. I'm doing good.
I thought I lost you. I thought your wife had murdered you or something.
No, I've been having to take care of both my dogs and my grand dog, Jax, the Cocker Spaniel.
How come?
And I don't know if you know. Well, you know about Cocker Spaniels. They're just kind of grumpy dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lovable by himself, but he's getting along with other dogs is not his bag. So anyway, I hate to keep harping on this, Dan, but I like Mitch McConnell. He did some great things over the last 4 years, especially, you know, getting great justices and judges installed. That was just an awesome everything that he's done. But then all of a sudden, you know, he'll turn on.
Papa B, did we lose you? Papa B? Papa B, Papa B.
Papa B, did you mute yourself?
Let's see who this is. East.
Hey, this is East.
East, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, listen, I just wanted to say 10-4, roger that on fighting. You made some comments earlier, and I've been working it, but I didn't want the day to get away without just giving you a big amen on the fighting thing. I ain't giving up. I'm not giving up on my children. I'm not giving up on my grandchildren. I'm not giving up on you.
There you go.
We're going to keep fighting. That's how you and me beat this cancer stuff. We might be throwing punches, and you know, if we ain't landing any, they're going to be ducking back, right?
Yep. Yeah. Is that? I am not a give up person. I am not a give up person.
No. And that's just, you know, all of the facts ain't the whole story. And you know, that people will say, well, this is happening and this is happening. Well, it is. But that don't mean we quit. That means we fight, and we fight even harder. Look, I want to put out a request right now. I want to spread the word. I'm being a little underhanded here. I want to go to Sweet Creek for my 40th anniversary. Now, that doesn't have to be the big meal, but it needs to be a meal.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows my little green-eyed wife, you just tell her that they heard East say he wants to go to Sweet Creek to help celebrate our 40th anniversary that's coming up in April.
Now, you're already in for this week?
I don't know if I am or not, but I need to be. 11:21.
Gotcha.
You're in.
All right. Dan, you take care, man. Pulling for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Let's try Papa B again. Papa B, are you there?
I'm here. I'll make it quick, and I don't know where I cut out, but all I'm saying is sooner or later, the Senate Republicans are going to have to address the concerns of, you know, the Trump supporters that feel like they've been robbed. And they're going to have to make some serious efforts to look into, you know, the forensics of what happened in this last election. The idea that the secretaries of state and the governors can change the rules outside of the legislatures to do their own thing is just ridiculous. And I think I could make the case that that's what's happened in this last election, especially in the swing states. So I don't think that Mitch McConnell is a bad guy. I think he's kind of sometimes he's great, sometimes he's not so great, but he certainly hasn't given us the time of day since the election, has he?
Well, I think he was pretty good for a couple of weeks, and then I think he started feeling the problem of the Democrats bolting on him, and he was worried that Trump is going to start a third party, and that'd be the end of him and end of Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking mainly about how he has addressed concerns of Trump voters. I just don't think he's given us ample consideration when it comes to our concerns about, you know, the things that went on. I haven't seen it anyway. Have you?
No. And that's what this whole thing is about, is that, you know, in counseling is you need to be heard and feel like people are listening to you. And people are not listening to the Trump voter out there. Papa B, you got to fly, buddy. Joey's giving me the hook. Joey, thanks for the great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bidell the Great, he's next. Adios.